Today is Thursday, April 27, 2023, and I haven't been on my podcast now for like over a year. I think my last podcast was sometime in 2021, and I was talking about a freestyle session battle that happened. That's like fucking almost 2 years ago. My podcast, ladies and gentlemen, is... this is my personal memoir where I really just kind of share my life journey and what goes on in my mind here on what was Anchor and is now bought out and owned by Spotify. Shout outs to y'all. I was locked out of my account for like, I don't fucking know, like obviously since 2021. Basically when Spotify bought Anchor, I couldn't get into it. And I kept trying to find different ways. I kept trying to reach Anchor, but Anchor no longer had those emails active, like their support system. And then I just kind of like finally figured it out. Me and a friend of mine, we figured it out and we reached out to Spotify. They helped us. We got logged in and we're back. And I started a new podcast and I like was mad inconsistent with it because I really hated the fact that I had to start over. You know, this platform was doing really well. I think we had like 3,000 to 5,000 listens in the last couple of episodes each. And I thought that was legendary. And it really just demotivated me. But we back. And so let's just move forward. Shout outs to everyone that has been just bouncing back since the pandemic. Although that shit is over with, it's still kind of surreal that that even happened, right? But we are here. So my podcast, man, I love making content. Let's just start there. And lately, I have been super busy with the whole Olympic journey. It's been wild. So for those of you who don't know, I am on Team USA. Shout out to Team USA. Holla at your boy. Really cool to be a part of this. It's kind of surreal, kind of weird. But at the same time, it's super dope to be a part of Team USA. And to be where I'm at today has been nothing but difficult. And I'm getting hot, so I'm going to take this jacket off. Whew, that feels good. Okay. It's been nothing but difficult. Lately, I have been traveling more than I have ever been traveling. I am doing more than I have ever been doing. Bianca and I, who is my spouse, by the way, we have 5 kids. Not 1, not 2, not 3, not even 4, but 5. And... you know, we hold it down, you know, the two of us. We are some pretty hardworking parents. We actually came into this point in time right now in our relationship where, you know, we admitted to the fact that this shit is hard. When people would be like, yo, y'all got 4 kids? Like, man, this is easy. Y'all crazy. Anybody that complains about having 1 or 2 kids, like, it's like 2 kids is a walk in the park, literally. But I will definitely say that if we would have had our last baby first, we would only have 1 kid because holy shit. She cries since the day she was born till today, 6 months later. You know, Bianca doesn't really get much sleep. I get more sleep than Bianca. And it's because I get to travel and I get to just kind of, you know, I get to stay in hotels when I leave and things like that. And she is constantly stuck with our kids. And this is all relevant to today, by the way, and I'll explain why. But I share this because when she's not doing good, I'm not doing good. And, you know, we have been grinding it out, y'all. I will not lie. I want to say that it's been hard. Like, I am struggling emotionally, mentally. I am struggling. Me and her and I, we are going through it, man. And by choice, obviously, we have 5 kids. We love it. I wouldn't change it for the world. I just wish I made enough money to have a nanny or something like that to help out with certain things that I don't want to do, like laundry. Laundry has been wild. And I'm just going to use today's back at it to just vent a bit because you know what? It's a real fucking thing. It's a real thing. And this is something that I can look back at. My podcast is always something I can look back at. I listened to one of my podcasts from 3 years ago, and I was like, damn, I remember that. Like, I was there, but now I'm here. And we're in a better place. It's crazy. But yeah, man, so, like, I just wish we had, like, I was in a better position to handle certain situations a lot differently. And so with that being said, we're not. And it's okay. because we grind out every single day. Bianca has her own. I'm in my studio, by the way, and yo, these are tight, right? So these are hand cut, like carved out records. So the Beatles, that's a record that came out, whatever year that came out, I'm not even gonna lie. I really just got it because I was fascinated that she made the lady, I don't remember her name, but she made it with her fucking bare hands. She made this Beatle. I have four records on my wall. And each one of these records, I got a Wu-Tang Clan record, I got a Selena's record, I got a Michael Jackson Bad record, and I got the Beatles record. And they all have like these hand carved. Anyway, it's really dope. I'm in my studio. I love being here. This is like my dojo. I've had, this place has had like so many different makeovers and looks. It's probably because I'm constantly, you know, trying to better myself and better my business and better my workspace. But now it's really cool because Bianca works out of here too. And she has her own eyelash business. And so imagine she works full time and then she is with the kids all day. We have Renee and Paris. They're both little. And they're with her all day. While she's working, she's a debt collector. She works for a company that's really cool too. They got some dope shit happening. And then she, when she's done, you know, she runs over to the studio and she gets her lashes done, and or she does lashes. And it's pretty incredible to watch this woman have no excuses. She's way stronger than I am, for sure. Because I'm with my kids for like 20 minutes. I'm like, ah, it can get kind of crazy. But again, this is like parenting is the illest, but at the same time, it has its moments where I'm just kind of going nuts, right? Because only because we have so much on our plate. Like if I just had a regular job and I came home and handled my kids, it'd be easy. But there's so much going on right now. And, you know, it's never been this crazy, you know? It's never been this crazy because, you know, some of the things that I love to do have been taking up a lot of time. So like, for example, I need to be at the highest level and losing right now is not even really an option. Lately, my record hasn't been as gangster as I'm used to it being, right? Like I'm used to winning on a regular basis, at least first or second, right? And lately it hasn't been that. And I know that it's because I'm distracted. Like to be at practice all day knowing that Bianca is not sleeping and she's with the kids is no joke. It literally is something that's on my mind. I can't train and focus because I know that my spouse is going through it mentally, emotionally. So I want to like hurry up and get home and just kind of be there for her. You know what I'm saying? And then it gets to the point where like I have to work as well. My son is doing homeschool. He's training. I have to train. And then I go home and I have to be a dad. And then I have to freaking run this place. And it's been so much on my plate that I almost feel like overwhelmed. And although I don't like back down from it, like the challenge is what it is. It's been intense. It's been massively intense. And, you know, sometimes it feels good to just say like, I'm fucking tired. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels good to just say it and be honest with myself instead of be like, I got this. It's easy. I got this. Hold it down. Da, 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 da. And it's really not. Somebody asked me like, you know, what would make it easy? And it's easy to say like money would make this easy, but it's not that, you know, I can't sleep at night because all I can think about is the people that I'm battling and competing against and how am I going to compete against them and what do I want to do and the things that I want to, you know, use and do I have enough strength or like I have a battle next week at Nationals and, I'm like, man, am I prepared? Like, I've been overwhelmed with work. I've been overwhelmed with being a dad. I've been overwhelmed with training. I've been overwhelmed with just being, like, present 24/7, you know? And I don't know. It's been, like, also something that I've been learning, too, about myself is that I really handle pressure well. Like, I feel like most human beings would fold by now, you know, like I can't fold. There's no such thing. I'm so deep into my journey that folding or like not completing the mission is just not an option. Like I'm in the middle of the ocean. And there's only one way to go. I'm halfway there. I might as well finish. Right. And so my mentality lately, I've been carrying all this stuff with me. And when I get to the events, you know, I have to like put it to the side, but it's hard. And when I'm out there, I'm in the moment. Every day has been in the moment, 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 in the moment. And then when I leave, I'm like, if I don't get the results that I want, I will literally sit there and blame certain things. Like, this is why, or this is why, or this is why. And I was doing that for a while where I was like searching for fun. Like, I want to have fun. I want to do something fun. I want to be able to mess up, you know, and not be judged for it. Or somebody beats me, I don't want to feel like, oh man, they got me, you know. And it's been so serious lately. And I feel like the pressure of the Olympics, being from New York City, wanting to go and represent not just USA, but New York City and Latinos worldwide, that like we're out here, the dance started with us, breaking started with us, like the pressure of just taking that shit back and bringing it back to New York is always like on my mind. And I put so much pressure on myself, and sometimes I forget how far I've come. And it's been crazy. It's been crazy, you know? And I feel like I'm not dropping the ball as a parent. I'm not dropping the ball as an athlete or a breaker or an artist. I'm not even fumbling. That's another thing. Like, you know, you lose here and there. Losing is, at this level right now, is pretty intense because, you know, points, and it could set you back. But I'm in a pretty good standing. As far as, like, I think I'm like 9th in the world. First in the United States. That's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Who's complaining, right? But this year alone, there's been so many more people that want to be involved in this platform that it feels like almost like a setback on certain things. Like, you know, why do we have to figure out who's the best in the nation? I mean, we're already doing it. People can, you know, enter and win nationals, but they still, no matter what, are not going to have more points than me or my boy Jeffro. And so it's just, a lot of this shit seems pointless. But at the same time, it is what it is. It's like even playing fields. I respect it. I've been going through the grind since I've started breaking. So things like that never stop me. But I want to share these things with you, and I'm sharing these things because I just want to get it off my chest that the reality of the fact is, no matter what social media looks like or how good my IG looks like, mentally, emotionally, this has been the hardest time of my life. Because you don't want to fail your family. You don't want to fail your city, your country, your crew, or even yourself. You know, in my case, myself. And I am human. You know, and these things go through my mind, and I just want to make my country, make my city, make my mom, make myself proud. And I think I carry too much of that pressure. And so lately I've been trying to search for the fun in all of this, and it's been hard. I ain't gonna lie. You know, it's been really hard. But I do want to say that I'm proud of, like, my spouse. I'm proud of my mom. I'm proud of my kids. I'm proud of my students. I'm proud of myself. You know, and I cannot lie, man. Like, my daughter had, like, my oldest daughter, Faith, has amazing grades. She is so focused on, like, being a nail technician right now. Like, that's incredible. You know, all my kids have good grades. All my kids are well-behaved. All my kids are healthy, thank God. My mom is crushing it. She has a beautiful house in New York, and, you know, she's got new solar now. Like, she's doing some fucking dope things. Bianca is grinding. We are building a home on an acre of land. It's like, you know, my son's goal on New Year's 2022 was to be able to enter Breaking for Gold USA circuit, place at regionals that will then put him in top 16 for nationals. And this kid fucking did it. He did it in New York City, you know, where, like, his birthright is Prince. You feel me? And so we are doing amazing. My family is very, very successful and working hard to where I'm proud. I am very proud. My standard in life is just so X, like, it's just so quadruple X, 5X, 10X that sometimes I can just sit there and be like, what the fuck? You know, like, how am I doing this? Like, okay, I'm tired. I got bags under my eyes. But this is what it takes, because we're grinding to build something bigger and better and more, and solidify a legacy that we're all proud of and happy with. And so as good as everything looks like on the gram, it is that good, actually. But at the same time, there is this grind, there is this struggle, there is this adversity, there is this persistence, there is so much in our lives as a family, as a tribe, as human beings, that we are just kind of taking head on. And, you know, my kids deal with the fact that I'm always gone. Bianca deals with the fact that, you know, she's a mom and she's got so much on her plate. Two fucking jobs. Well, a job in her own business. We're trying to build a home. Like, they're trying to travel with me. Like, there's so much stuff going on that it's really taking a toll on my family emotionally and physically. Although we have the success and at least are growing as a family, there's still some things that just like are hard, man. And it's really hard to keep up with. And I think that we're doing a good job managing it. But at the same time, I look at my family sometimes and I'm like, damn, man, like it ain't just me out here grinding it out. You know, they're there doing it too. And they are pushing and crushing it and killing the game every single day. And I want to say that it's crazy to see, you know, my children share my ambitions, maybe not in the same categories, right? Like, my daughter Ray loves to be on camera. She wants to be a model and she does like agency stuff. And, one of my younger daughters, Renee, she's just wild, but she's super fit, loves to run. She's 5. Like, this kid has abs and she has like a physique and she is not afraid to run. I think she's running like a mile a day. For those little ass legs, 5 years old, that's massive, bro. And she does that without me even like, yo, you gotta go do this. She just does it. If I say, hey, let's go run, she's out. She's ready to go. And I just think that that's, you know, like, if you have a family, they will follow you if you lead. No matter where you lead them, if you lead them into a ditch, they will follow you. If you lead them into the clouds, they will follow you. You know, and if I say we gotta climb this mountain to get there, I'm really blessed to say that I got like a tribe behind me that's willing to do it. I just want to express my gratitude because that shit is dope, you know? And I'm pretty proud. At the same time, I'm fucking tired, bro. 17 years of breaking, that's a long time. Even though there's people out there doing it way longer than me, I feel like 17 years of breaking every day, that's a long time. And I'm about to hit 17 years this summer. It's pretty intense. And after the Olympics, I don't even know what's next. You know, first 18 years of my life, I did gymnastics full time. It was my whole life. I did it every single fucking day. The following 18 years of my life will be breaking, and I am doing it every day. And I'm like curious as to what is next. I wish I had some chips or something like that. I'm kind of hungry. But what's next, you know? And that's been crazy. So let me explain something that's really dope. During this circuit for the Olympics, first time ever going to Brazil. It was incredible. I've got to travel a lot. It's been really great. But I've noticed that my breaking has been forced to grow faster than ever. I'm constantly competing against the best of the best of the best in the world. And some of these dudes are just like literally incredible. They are beasts and they are monsters. And I am like excited to continue to battle them. But these motherfuckers are in my head every day. I'm like, how do I beat this guy? 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 How do I beat this? And it's like constantly thinking. And it's forced me when I break to keep continuing to like elevate and experiment and try new things where my breaking is growing. My maturity and my movement has grown to where if I'm battling on a lower circuit, it feels like I don't even have to try. Like that's what I feel like. And I say that with like being humble. Like I can just put shit together now so much different. I can create an unbeatable round to like I can create an intricate round. I can do all these different things now, and I can like, and I'm thinking of new movements and things like that that have just been allowing my brain feels wild right now. Like I wish I just had nonstop energy because then I can just continue to break 1000%, and like just keep creating these different ins and outs and transitions and movements. And you know, the only thing is that I'm afraid to use certain things. I don't know why. Like, I just don't want to mess up, right? Fear of messing up. But I got to kind of like live with the fear. You can't get rid of fear because fear is always there. But I've noticed that my breaking has grown so massive that I'm just like in love. I'm in love with it on a different level. I think it's just the pressure of winning that's annoying. But I can't wait to like not have to compete for a little bit and then just be ins and outs and creating and just doing things like that. That's one thing that has grown, is like my creativity, my ability, all these things have grown exponentially. And I'm really excited about that. Another thing is that I was like looking at myself in the mirror, and even when I feel like, man, I don't feel like I'm in the best shape, I am ripped. Like, what the fuck? Like, my body on a regular basis, it just looks girthy. Like, and I'm a skinny dude, you know, like I'm not a big guy, but like, I don't know, I'm thicker than I've ever been. Like, I was always like a 135, 140 pound breaker. I'm at a like, and I could, getting to 145 was like, what? Impossible. I am like consistently at 145, and it's a huge difference from what I look like when I'm 135, but I can now move as if I'm 135 at 145. And so it's wild. Like, I just, like, my body, I'm just stronger, I'm faster, I'm lighter. Even if it's not to my standard, I am probably faster, stronger, and lighter, and more agile than your average athlete. Like, I feel like I can outrun, outjump, outclimb anybody. It's crazy. So that's like another amazing thing that has been really cool about constantly being at this level, is that I am at a physical peak right now. It's pretty dope. You know, even though breaking, I feel, still exerts the most energy for me. It feels impossible sometimes to keep up with some of these young guys. And then I realize my ability is just insane outside of breaking. Like, I'm just, I don't know. It's pretty fucking, it's dope. I'm like, things are things that I'm noticing about myself. My body has changed. My mentality has changed. My experience level has grown, and I'm like noticing things from the outside in, like, ooh, okay, like that was tight, like how I approached this or how I did that. And so that's another thing. And I wrote a few things down here to like kind of stay on topic with. This is a cool one. So, like, I'm also, you ever like feel obligated to do something? You know, breaking, I had this conversation a while ago, not too long ago actually, but breaking is like something you're supposed to do for fun. Like, I break for fun. That's why I break. I love it. It's fun to me. I have fun doing it. I like dancing. But lately, whether I want to do it or not, I have to do it. Like, it has to be done on a consistent basis, because you have to, in order to stay at this level, you got to really be at that level. Like, practice, 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 train, 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 push, push, push. And I started finding myself on autopilot. And I don't know if there's other dancers out there that who have ever been at that level where you're like on autopilot, like whether or not you want to go, you still go and you get hella shit done, because you have, there's no other choice. This is what you chose. This is what we got to do. And we didn't just choose to be breakers, or I didn't just choose to be a breaker. I chose to like go to the Olympics for this shit. And, you know, I'm terrified to fail. And so because I'm terrified to fail, I refuse to like allow my like self to say like, not today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do that. I'll be like, all right, instead of just going mad hard, let's just have a light session. Let's go swim. Like, let's just stay active and do movement, because I would hate, like, I hate not liking breaking. And I was getting to that point where I was like, I ain't breaking. I don't give a shit. I don't want to break. So instead, I'll go swim. I'll go lift some weights. And just to stay active, you know. And then when I didn't do it for like a week, I found myself like itching for it again. And I was like, I bet. And I'll go to practice and start light. But because I'm staying active, it was like I never left. But I've been on like autopilot lately. Like, it's crazy. So I'll wake up and I know, like, I'm tired. All right, well, I just don't even say anything to myself. I'm like, oh, I'm tired, I'll get up, I'll go shower, I'll go brush my teeth, I'll make breakfast for my kids. And then Bianca already took the kids to school. She's already like 4 hours in on work. She starts work at like 4:30 in the morning. I'm not doing that. And then I'll like take the dog out and, you know, I just start moving. And then I'll like go, all right, wake my son up. We got to go to the studio. He ate already. I fed him. Cool. We go to the studio, get schoolwork done. Me and him train. And then I bring them back, make lunch, pick up the kids from school. They get there, they eat. And then we head to the studio. Like, I don't even give a shit anymore. I'm just like on autopilot because I am so focused on success. And you ever ask yourself what your success is? You know, my success is to be able to get to a level where I can add value to breaking. I want to add some amazing things that will just make breaking more valuable to where my peers, they don't have to feel like they deserve more. They just get what they deserve. You know, there's no question about it. Like, yo, you're a breaker. You're not just a breaker. You're like a dope breaker, a top level competitor, and or you have a lot of skills. And like, yo, it's not just some like little thing. My success is bringing more success to breaking. And in order for me to do that at this moment, I got to capitalize on everything that I choose to do. And so anyway, I've just been on this mode where like my studio, it needs to build. I need to build this thing up to where people feel like, you know, I want to compete with sports. I want to compete with sports. You put your kid in fucking, you know, football. Ugh, I'm going to drink some water. Gallon a day, baby. You know, you put your kids in football. So many kids, you go to the park on a Saturday and all these kids are signed up for soccer or football. It should be like that for breaking. Because not every kid wants to play. Where's the kids that don't want to play football or basketball or baseball? Like, where are those kids at? You know, and I want to provide that dope environment. And then potentially like a future. Like, man, what if you get a full ride to, you know, UCLA for breaking? Like, that's tight. And I feel like that's my goal, is to get people or to get these facilities, these schools, these institutes to recognize breaking at this level. And I know, like, the more I do and the more I achieve, and then I'm able to speak to them and share the culture and what it does for human beings in general, I feel like I can bring that value and offer it. Sorry, bro, I'm at the studio. Anyway, there's a biker gang, like four freaking, they're really cool though. Actually, I don't really know how cool they are, but they don't ever bother. They always say, what's up? But anyway, I want to be able to provide that like information to these institutes so that they can see what we're doing and offer people, you know, full rides and scholarships to colleges to compete for that school or to represent that school at a high level and so on and so forth. And so that's where my success is, to be able to bring value and add value to breaking and then also to my life through that. You know, just I feel like the journey that I'm on right now is, you know, a part of that, obviously. And I feel like, man, we're getting there. You know, we're getting there. One thing I want to bring some light on too is like, if you don't know, now you'll know. All of these mother effers and all these people that are competing for different countries, a lot of them have like major sponsors, dude. Like major, not all the countries, but major sponsors, seven figure type deal. And I'm just curious as to how like, people don't realize how important it is that the U.S. takes this home. And the more support we gain, the more we can do. Because a lot of the people in the U.S., man, they got full-time jobs. I mean, I'm busting my ass every day. I got to make it happen. And I just, you know, would hope and I hope one day that we can, you know, solidify some things. Maybe when we, like, solidify the exact Olympic team, we will be able to lock in some major sponsors that can help us do some things and guarantee some placement out there on the podium. But, you know, in the meantime, I just want to throw it out there real fast. If you didn't know, I'm fortunate enough to be sponsored by Monster Energy. Woo-woo. And so is Jeffro. And some of my peers are, you know, fortunate enough to be sponsored by Red Bull. But what's it going to take, you know, for brands to see us in that light of value? It sucks, man, because we're going to do some things, man. And I feel like I'm getting to that point where, like, man, these guys are going to miss the train. You know, like, they're going to miss the bus. It's happening. With or without you, we are making things happen. And something that's motivated me to jump my podcast up again, like, right now I'm at the studio. It's about to be 9 o'clock. And normally I'd be home, you know, making sure that my kids are ready for bed and all this stuff. And I told Bianca, I said, hey, I really want to bring my podcast back. And she said, what made you want to do that? I said, well, not only did I get back into my login, but I didn't know how many people were listening. And some of the feedback that I've been getting when I was traveling was that, like, it was a dope platform. And I also wanted to start it, and which I thought was, like, really dope and really cool that people are listening and that they're actually interested in what I have to say. Because at the end of the day, this is really my personal memoir. I'm in here sharing my brain with you and the things that go on in there. And, you know, I want, you know, when I die one day, I pass away, I want to be able to have something that's going to be left here for forever. And, you know, maybe somebody will come across this and be like, man, that's inspiring. Or, man, you know what? Maybe they were going through it and they feel like they were about to quit. Maybe they heard this or came across this and it was, like, motivating for them. And hopefully, you know, just their honest perspective will help shed some light or share, share something. Or I guess they can take something from it that may help them get through something easier than what they may be going through. But yeah, and then last but not least was, so many companies, production companies, media teams are trying to do, like, documentaries, docuseries on breaking right now. And I didn't know, like, so through this journey, I didn't know that, like, if I wanted to pitch something to Netflix or something, like, I can do that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that, like, we're in control. Like, we can come together as breakers and, like, film our own shit and then put it together and be like, imagine this, and they did that, and maybe pay for it and get it on Netflix or Hulu or whatnot. And so I thought that was pretty cool, and I love making content. And who knows, man, you know, like, I want to have my own show one day. I want to just continue to provide value, and I want to do some really cool things, and I would like to just express myself. And because I have been so focused on breaking and training and competing and being a dad and working, I am right now doing something for myself. And that's a hard thing to do, you know, especially as an adult, as a parent. If you have kids especially, it's hard to do for yourself. And that's something that I told myself I need to stop not doing for myself, you know. I have a mentor and a mental health coach. His name's Carl Paoli. And whenever we talk, I'm like, yeah, man, like, I got to take care of this person, this person, this person, this person, this person. And he's like, man, you literally forgot to say yourself. And making content and putting out, like, and just being transparent and open is something I enjoy doing. Painting is something that I enjoy. I painted this wall. Pretty proud of myself. So, like, but it was sponsored. Hello. It was inspired by Risk, who is a Monster Energy artist, sponsored by Monster Energy. But, you know, he does really wild, just all over the place artwork. And I was like, I saw him painting one time and I was like, man, I would love to create something like that. And so he inspired me to paint this and do this. And I like artwork and I like doing stuff, and I just need to start doing more for myself. And so all these things came up and I was like, man, you know, like, I'm going to start my podcast up again because it feels good to let these things off my mind. It feels good to be able to go back and see where I was and where I am now. It feels good to be able to inspire people. It feels good to be able to make content. I just enjoy making content. I can't wait to, like, edit this video. And I can't wait to just put this out there because this is where I could be most honest, man. I'm not putting any effort into this. I'm not going to put any crazy effects or anything. It's off my phone. I'm just recording it off my phone. I have a camera up here. It's a nice camera though. It's a Sony A7 III, but we'll have some good quality on YouTube. But, you know, for those of you who are at all interested in what I got going on, man, you can check out catchrec.com. That is where, you know, if you have a kid in Arizona, that is looking for classes, we have that. If you want to purchase some merch, we have that. If you're just looking for like some cool information about what I'm doing, that's there as well. And so I just want to be able to plug that in. And thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. This is the first podcast back, and I'm really excited to drop it. And I hope that you guys enjoyed it. I hope that this is some valuable information, and I can't wait to bring some more back with you. There's so much to dive into, but I feel like this is a good intro to bringing the podcast back and sharing like where my head's at, where I've been in the last 2 years since the last podcast, and where we're headed, man, which is Paris, France for the 2024 Olympic Games. Wow. To be able to say that. And if you can go back on my podcast from years ago, you'd be like, you'll see, like, I've been talking about this for a long time, to be embarked in this journey. Just, I really want to let y'all know, like, you can do it. You're going to be tired. You're going to be stressed. You're going to be emotionally drained. You're going to be mentally drained. You're going to be physically drained. And then you got to show out. You know, win, lose, draw for me. I know that I gave this journey my all, and I'm giving it my all. My family is giving it their all. My community is giving their all. Man, I want to shout out all the breakers that, you know, not only believe in me, but believe in themselves and tell themselves that they can do it. Any artist out there, anybody out there that's really like striving to do something, shout outs to you if you're doing it, even though you may not be seeing the results that you want. I haven't seen the results that I want. Ever. Like, I'm always one up in my fucking, like, I'll say, oh, I want this. And when I get close to it, I'm like, oh, that's not enough. And I'll already level up the want or the goal. And then I'll get it and I'll like swallow that goal whole. And then all of a sudden, like, I forget that that was a goal because I'm so busy on to the next one already. And, you know, it's just like my mentality, man. And it's crazy, dude. It's crazy. It's probably not the healthiest, but I would definitely say there's probably healthier ways to do this, which is to just, you know, limit your distractions. And if you're a young kid out there, man, I say go get it. Get that work. Put that work in. Enjoy it. And be present. Be in that moment. And sometimes you got to step back and look at what you've done and what you've accomplished. And one thing I want to say that, like, I'm really happy about was that, you know, I went to Brazil and I dreamed of going to Brazil, and I got to stay at a really nice hotel and I got to eat some really good Brazilian food and I got to listen to some really good music and meet some really nice people. And that was a really dope achievement to travel all the way to South America like that. It was beautiful, and I didn't get to explore the place like I would have loved to, but I know I'll be back. And the next place that I'm going is Austin, Texas. After Austin, Texas, will be Montpellier, France for FIES. That's what I'm excited for. That's one of my favorite events of 2022. And then I'm going to Santiago, Chile, for the Pan American Championship. So that's really cool. I've never been there either. And so, you know, this is happening. It's all real. Bianca and I are building a house. What the fuck? That's crazy. And I'm terrified about that because we have so much invested in that. That really, I just can't fuck around. I got to get my shit together in certain areas, and I cannot let my family down. We cannot let each other down. There's literally no going back. We are so invested in our journey as a family, man. And, I just want to, share these things, you know, and I know I'm not a perfect dude, at all in any way, shape or form, but I'm definitely, striving to be as good as possible and as righteous as possible. And yeah, man, so, you know, don't ever put yourself down. If you do put yourself down because you just can't help it, you feel like you're in a position where, like, man, fuck, you know, like, I'm just not doing it the way I want to, or it's not happening the way I want to, or what's wrong with you, or you made this mistake or you made that mistake. I just want to let you know, like, whenever that happens, maybe take a step back and be like, what have you done, though? You know what I'm saying? So that's all. But thanks for tuning in, y'all. Shout outs to Spotify for buying Anchor. I'm glad to be back on this platform, and we can add ads to this platform. I think once we get like 100 listens in 60 days, that's pretty cool. And so once that starts to happen, I feel like it'd be pretty cool to open up and partner with some other brands and stuff like that. So, you know, in the meantime, you know, kill the game out there, y'all. And today's the day, so go get it, y'all. Peace.